Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Below the Fin. Before we get started today, I just want to let you know I'm having some issues with my microphone. So if the audio sounds a little odd, that is why. But I'm super excited to get into episode 4 today. And I want to start out by saying I'm really so grateful for the amazing response to our first 3 episodes last week. You guys are the best. Everyone was so kind and so many people tuned in. I also want to say a big thank you to Charity and Mark for their amazing shout out on their awesome podcast called Case Watch. Definitely go watch that if you have not, or if you're here from that, welcome and thank you so much. I'm so happy to have everyone here. Today, on our first ever Tiger Tuesday, we're diving deep into the rise of shark attacks on Cape Cod. And stay tuned because we've got even more thrilling content coming up for Fin Friday. Let's get right into it. Today, we are diving deep into somewhere I am fortunate enough to call home. I hold very, very close to my heart, Cape Cod. I'm so excited to talk about this one. Cape Cod, in my opinion, is the most fascinating great white shark frenzy in the world, with the population skyrocketing since 1990, and locals even calling it the new reality. According to a recent study, in the short time between 2015 to 2018, about 800 great white sharks have visited and called the surrounding waters around Cape Cod home. That number is just absolutely remarkable, honestly, and there are not many other places in the world that can come even anywhere close to those statistics. So really interesting. But I do just want to pause for a second here. How crazy, truthfully, is that to think of? I mean, 800 great whites, if not more, almost definitely more actually. Yet there's just such few attacks. Like, I mean, just a handful of attacks that we really hear about. It's just not that often. So to think we're swimming with 800 sharks, like, that's insane. And you know, there's of course more because we can't find everything in the ocean. We're just not that powerful as humans. Like, if that doesn't tell you something between the sharks and the shark attacks, then I just don't know what will. I can promise you that we as humans have caused much more harm to these magnificent creatures than they have to us. So just something to think about when you think of those numbers. But I do not want that to take away from the victims, but rather look at them with a new kind of perspective. So why are we seeing these sharks like never before? What is causing such an upreach? Well, it may have something to do with the insane population of seals around the Cape. And the reason for an increase in seals is due to a wonderful act that was passed in 1972 called the Marine Mammal Protection Act. You see, at the time, gray whale hunting became so popular that we almost created extinction, oh my goodness, I cannot talk today, in New England waters. So they actually almost became extinct in our waters, which prompted this act to go into effect. Cape Cod, thankfully, no longer has any seals near extinction. I cannot tell you guys, honestly, how many seals I have seen in these waters. Anytime I go to the seawall in my small beach town, you can almost always count on seeing their little heads bobbing along the water. They are some of the cutest animals you truthfully will ever see. I often joke that my chunky blue-nosed pipple is literally a land seal. If you would ever like a chance to see these beautiful animals from up above without going to an aquarium, may I just add a small suggestion? The Chatham Fish Pier, located just 30 minutes away from the Beachcoma, obviously in Chatham, the seals there are always lurking around. And the reason being is the fishermen go out, they catch their fish, and they return home with loads and loads of fishies, where they throw a few to the seals as well as dump all the yucky guts and blood out to them. So that place is really cool to see. It's even cool to see all the fish they catch. You're like, wow, how'd you get that much in a day? It's really, really cool to see. I mean, if I were a seal, I'd want to go where I was hand fed to. That's just me. This pier is one of my favorite places to go in the summer. You could honestly just sit there all day and watch, because I think that's really the beauty of sea creatures, is there's no telling what they're going to do next. You know, you just don't want to take your eyes away. It's just so relaxing to watch. And of course, we know that, you know, having this abundance of seals makes our little sharky friends come out to play. So we have so many of these white sharks in our waters that we actually had our very own episode on Discovery Shark Week. The episode was called Monsters of the Cape. This episode, guys, is so exciting. I've probably watched it 20 times over, and I'm not joking. I think I've even bought it on the TV. I definitely recommend you to watch it if you have not seen it. At least for me, Shark Week always kind of feels like it's Christmas. It's like by far my favorite week of the summer. Just so much fun. So cool to watch on TV when, you know, you're in that warmer climate. But in the episode, they actually tagged a massive great white shark. It was really awesome to see. And just exciting to see their faces, how they lit up when they caught it. It was just really, really cool. Having these amazing creatures so close to our home often prompts for beach closings in the area. Not loved by many locals, but Cape Cod is so used to this that they actually fly flags letting you know the caution you should take. It can be critical to not pay attention to these flags, with red, of course, meaning absolutely do not get in this water due to shark sightings or just other caution events. I mean, it could be a riptide, it could really be anything. Although we do have many shark sightings and interactions, we actually only have a handful of attacks, averaging just 0 to 2 a year. Unfortunately, there was an attack that took place in 2018, taking just a young 26-year-old's life while he was buggy boarding at Newcomb Hollow Beach, or AKA the Beachcoma. This incident is just insanely devastating. I mean, it's so sad. I love to boogie board, you know, all the ocean things. It's really sad. He was just so young and full of life. My condolences to all the parties that were involved in this. This is just absolutely heart-wrenching. I do want to actually talk about the beach this occurred at. If you're unfamiliar with the Beachcoma, it is probably the nicest beach in Cape Cod. At least that's in my opinion. I know everyone has their own. But this beach is known for seals, sharks, amazing huge sand dunes, and just incredible waves. I'd say on a beautiful summer day, you need to arrive by probably 8 a.m. because parking fills right on up. And for good reason. Before leaving, you should always make sure you grab, you know, a bite to eat, and of course, don't forget your Beachcoma sweatshirt. It's an important staple for us locals. I think we all have a Beachcoma sweatshirt. One thing I will say is there is nothing fun about walking up the dunes after a long beach day, but it's well worth it for the incredible, you know, view that you get to have all day. They actually have signs posted everywhere explaining the possible dangers of sharks coming close to shore. I actually recall, I think it was just last summer, swimming in the waves and seeing a cute little seal head bop up. And, you know, it was just a few feet away. So it's just so amazing to see such beauty so close and in its natural habitat. But of course, with seals this close, that means sharks are never too far behind. So, I guess the moral of the story is get in these waters and vacation down here if you have not, because you will not regret it. But stay smart, you know. Don't expect them not to be there, but also every time you see a seal doesn't mean a shark's right behind it. So something really cool actually that they also offer down here is great white shark diving tours, where they will actually take you into these waters in a cage to get to see great whites up close and personal. The tours run from October through November, and they can get a bit pricey. They also book out very, very fast. So if this is something you're interested in, make sure to book that. I for one hope to do so this summer, so stay tuned to see how that goes, because I'm not sure how that will go. But I would really enjoy doing this. I am not sure how, but I didn't even know that they ran these type of tours. So really cool. Something else I want to share with you guys is there's actually an app called Sharktivity. This is not sponsored, although it would be really cool if it was. But it's just an app I really love. It actually allows you to go on and see all the sharks in the area, whether they're pinged or spotted. And sometimes they will post pictures of confirmed or unconfirmed, you know, shark attacks on seals, things like that in the area. You'd be amazed to see the size of some of these sharkies. I mean, the biggest shark ever tagged off of Cape Cod was a 3,000-pound monster. So on some days, who knows what could be lurking. When the rescue team actually tagged this shark, they literally said it felt better than than hitting the lottery, because it's just so unlikely to tag a fish of that size. Like, I mean, think of that, 3,000 pounds. Like, are you kidding me? So all this information is, of course, you know, I'm sure begging you guys the question of why is Cape Cod so abundant to these sharks? What makes it so special? Well, there is a few reasons experts believe to be the cause, one of them being the Protection Act of 72 around the seals, which we talked about later. Some believe that to have a cause, which I'm sure it does. Others believe the water's getting warmer due to climate change. Well, that might be true. I have to disagree. I don't think our water's that warm, being someone who likes to travel to the Caribbean. But I say it's kind of a combination of both, and the fact that their food source is near us, there is nothing weird, in my opinion, about them going where they can catch a quick dinner, you know? I see that to be fairly normal. But I also want to talk to you guys about something. I feel like we talk a very lot about shark attacks, although I think they're interesting. Some may not. And after all, I do want to focus a little more on helping people overcome fears. So let's talk about a kinder human to shark interaction. Now, I am still going to have a few attacks on here from time to time, so don't think those are going anywhere. But I do have a pretty amazing story to share that took place in 2019 on Whitecrest Beach in Wellfleet. So this one is just a 3-minute drive from the beach coma, which is pretty close, almost the same beach. A 14-foot great white shark actually washed ashore a packed beach. And as we know, white sharks rely on, you know, swimming to stay breathing, pumping oxygen through their gills. It was almost immediate that beachgoers started dousing this animal in buckets of water, some digging him a hole, while others began digging a trench back into the ocean in efforts to save this guy, before they tied a rope to the shark's tail and attempted pulling him into the water. The other end of the rope tied to a boat. I mean, it just goes to show how massive these animals are. It is said that this shark drew a crowd of over 100 people, from police, researchers, to just normal people enjoying a beach day. Unfortunately, once the shark had entered the water, he did go belly up, which is so, so sad to hear after such incredible efforts. However, their act is obviously so appreciated by many. I mean, imagine enjoying your day off in the summer sun and all of a sudden you're part of a rescue mission. It is just incredible. There are no words to express such an incredible gesture. I want to share another story that is nothing short of unbelievable as well. In fact, I didn't even believe this one when I first heard it. It is just that weird. So in June 2023, a family was walking along a local beach in Barnstable. They came across, I don't know if you guys are ready, wait for it, 3 washed up dead sharks. But why are there 3 sharks in the same area? How'd they die? Why are they washed up together? I mean, this one just begs all the questions, at least for me. I'm like, how did this happen? My mind immediately goes to 3 great whites placed on the beach together. Like, what is happening? So it is said that these sharks were, you know, relatively small sharks. I mean, I suppose as small as a shark can be. The thoughts in my mind when I first heard this were obviously crazy. However, it was later confirmed that they were dogfish sharks. So they're certainly not the biggest shark in the ocean. They average about 2 to 4 feet long. So it is also not completely unnormal for these sharks to be together, as they're known for swimming and, you know, hunting in packs. So their so-called packs can actually have thousands of, you know, sharks in them, which is pretty insane. If you have not seen them, definitely look them up. They are spiny little things, almost resembling like a fish. Dogfish sharks are often picked up by fishermen, and, you know, they unfortunately don't survive the interaction. This one doesn't have the best explanation behind it, and I'm still not completely convinced. I mean, there is not a whole lot of information on this. Let me know what you guys think. I don't know. If it's just my mind wondering how they were perfectly placed on the beach or what, but that's a pretty wild one. But as always, if you guys think that's crazy, obviously wait for this next story because I have more to explain. So this next story, I actually very vividly remember this one happening. It was just last year and it was very close to home for me. Our temperatures down here in Boston get so unbelievably cold that a shark actually became frozen. Okay, that's not quite what happened, but it's pretty close. So this little guy washed ashore Cold Storage Beach in Dennis. I mean, what are the odds? Cold beach and he was frozen. It was actually said to be the sixth shark of the season to wash ashore. So that's also something to note here. Of course, this guy was closer to the parking lot than most. It is also said that he had washed up before, got dragged back out, and, you know, tides were kind of pulling him left and right. So he obviously got a lot more social media attention. Although the weather at the time reached 8 below, scientists do believe this guy died in the sea and later froze as he had multiple wounds around his fin. Researchers had hoped to study this shark, but unfortunately his tail and fins had been dismembered as well as his teeth. I mean, listen, I love a good shark tooth. Who doesn't? But this one's just very, very sad to hear that this had happened and been done before proper research. And really at all, I mean, eating shark fins, it's really just disgusting in my opinion. It is also, you know, thank goodness illegal in the state of Massachusetts to dismember shark fins. I'm not sure about now, but there was an ongoing investigation into this one. It's just kind of really disturbing to hear, I guess you could say, like, why shark fin? I mean, do you eat them? What are you doing with them? This shark's been dead so long. And, you know, I know in China they do really kind of gruesome things. Like they'll cut off huge shark's fins and they'll throw them back in the ocean where the sharks will, you know, suffer until they die. It's just kind of inhumane. Like, why wouldn't you just kill the animal? And I don't know. I don't understand why they can't use the whole animal. I don't know. I just really find taking the fins off to be kind of gruesome. I don't know. I think these stories just kind of go to show that sharks really need our help. I mean, I know the shark washing up on the beach we previously talked about did not make it, but he had a chance, and without the human effort, you know, pulling him back in, that chance wouldn't have been possible. So that's something really important to note is, you know, had they helped him, or, well, they did help him, excuse me, had they saved him, he would have lived a long, wonderful life. And, you know, people did that. We did that as humans. Like, that's really awesome. Same goes for our dogfish sharks. It was most likely a human act leading to that. I mean, three dead sharks, and here we are talking about maybe two attacks a year. Like, do we really have the right to do such? I mean, you know, obviously the attacks on us are much more scary to think about, but in my opinion, I don't find this to be any more scary than, you know, being on land and walking outside and, you know, people having grizzly bears or mountain lions where they live. It's kind of goes hand in hand. But I do just want to remind you guys to always be shark smart. Don't swim in murky water. Stay a safe distance from the seals. Always stay vigilant. And of course, never ever swim alone. Not just because of sharks, but because it's just more fun with others and so much safer for many reasons. I mean, you should just never swim alone. Ever. That was something I was taught as a child and it kind of just always stuck with me. I just wanted to let you guys know you can find our social media on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at Below the Fin, if you're interested in updates. And This is a wrap to today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you once again to everyone for tuning in to our latest episodes on the fascinating sharks of Cape Cod. Your support last week was incredible, and I'm so grateful at our amazing outcome. I'm buzzing with excitement to bring you guys some more content. So keep an eye out for the new episode dropping on Tiger Tuesdays and Fin Fridays. Dive in with us as we continue to explore the deep blue. Until then, keep riding the waves with us and enjoy your Tiger Tuesday.